Well, of course, food is top of mind for many of us as we settle into maybe weeks or longer of confinement in our homes. Grocery stores are still open, but Robin, as you know, in many cases, they are out of some items. Yes. And a lot of people might not want to go into a public setting like that for the moment anyway.
And a lot of people might be saying, what is that, that place with pots and pans? Oh, it's the kitchen. Here now, resident chef Kathy Gunst to the rescue. And Kathy, first of all, we have to ask, you've been traveling, so how have you been?
I'm just fine. I have self-quarantined. I am hunkering down at home, doing a lot of cooking, as you might expect. And thanks to friends and neighbors going grocery shopping for me and some local farmers that are actually pulled together and are delivering to the door, we're holding up really well.
Good. Yeah.
So what suggestions, Kathy, do you have for our listeners as they, as Robin said, get to know their kitchen for the first time in a while?
Well, this is certainly a very important and opportune time to reacquaint or acquaint yourself for the first time with your kitchen. Many people have spent years living on takeout and frozen foods, and that is no longer nearly as possible as it once was. Going shopping is the first challenge. Most people make a list, and that's the most economical way to shop, but it no longer applies because many of the things that we're looking for are no longer available. Grocery shelves are out of staples like beans and pasta and rice and toilet paper, of course. So walking into a grocery store with a list might not work, and trying to follow traditional recipes does not serve you that well anymore either, because you can only find half those ingredients. So you want to go to the grocery store with an open mind. What looks fresh? What could you buy that would make several meals out of one ingredient? I'm not encouraging people to hoard. That is a bad idea. But you want to shop sensibly and think about, okay, what am I going to eat for the next week or the next 10 days so that I don't have to come back to this store and leave my home and risk my health?
Well, you know what? We've done segments before, and I'm thinking, Jeremy, we should link to them, actually, because we've talked to you about what should you have in your pantry, you know, for a quick dish, you know, and we've talked to you about frozen foods, which are, you know, a lot of people turn up their nose at frozen or canned, but a lot of them have a lot of nutrients. And I found myself buying these vacuum packed packages of slabs of like haddock steaks, right?
You know, I found the frozen section pretty empty, though, when I went to the supermarket the other day. For some reason, people are stocking up on that.
They listen to Kathy.
Yeah. Well, they are. But I mean, you know, you have to go with the flow as you enter the grocery store. So let's say you open your pantry and there's a can of beans, white beans, black beans, kidney beans. Normally, that might not be your most exciting choice, but this happened to me the other day, and there was a can of white beans. I had some sun-dried tomatoes. I had an onion and a garlic clove, and I sauteed up that onion and garlic, and then I drained the white beans under cold running water, threw those in with some of these sun-dried tomatoes. Fresh tomatoes would work. Canned tomatoes would work. Roasted red peppers would work. Added some rosemary and a splash of white wine. And we had a really terrific midday meal of these white beans, really simple. I've written out these recipes for the website in a fairly untraditional way, saying, if you don't have this, use that. You can still make it if you don't have three of these ingredients. Because if ever there were a time to understand how the kitchen works and how to adapt recipes, this is it.
Kathy, if I open up the cabinet and see a can of tuna that's been in there for a while, what can I do with that?
Well, you could do a lot of things. You could make a fish cake for sure. But I had that exact experience as well the other day. And I made what I'm very loosely calling a tuna niçoise. I had 2 cups of greens. I had some, you know, supermarket lettuce greens, put them on a plate. Poach 2 eggs, 3 minutes, just drop the egg in for 3 quick minutes, scatter the canned tuna with a little bit of the oil around, put the poached eggs on top, sprinkled it with a few olives I found or nuts, maybe you have a radish, whatever you have on hand, a super quick pantry fresh salad. The same is true for, we have links up for what to do with rice, what to do with eggs, what to do with grains and pasta, stocks and soups. This is a great time for soup because soup lasts for several days. I'm also encouraging people to make large portions of food. And if there's an elderly person in your community, in your apartment building, drop the food off. Let them know via phone. You don't have to have any physical contact. Just leave a care package. Cook more and help out neighbors, because building community at a time when we're being asked not to leave our homes is really difficult, but we have to keep thinking about people who can't get out and people that may not have the same food resources we have. I also have had a virtual dinner party with several friends, getting on Zoom or Facebook or on our phones, where we all sit down and eat a meal together and talk. And it's not the same thing as being at the same table, but it has certainly helped this week go by a little bit quicker.
Well, actually, I'm looking at
you. You can't ask somebody to pass the pepper, right?
Right. I'm looking
no,
at Jeremy.
But some people are cooked. Go ahead.
I was saying, I'm looking at Jeremy on an iPad. You know, it works out well.
You
can do a radio show. You can do a dinner party.
You guys can share a cup of tea. Yes.
I need to ask you, Kathy, because we tweeted back and forth about what I'm about to ask you about. I was trying to make immune-boosting dishes. You mentioned those beans. I've become a fan of getting a few cans of, like, light coconut milk, and then you just put that in with really, you know, ginger and turmeric and onions, and you get that great, you know, your face sweats. Now, you're not a doctor. But I thought that would
be,
well, I know, shocking. But what about the, you know, food that's immune boosting?
Well, there's an awful lot online these days, and the lists tend to agree with each other. You mentioned a few: garlic and ginger, favorite flavors of mine, good immune boosting foods, spinach, yogurt, turmeric, the spice that's used in a lot of curries, adds a beautiful flavor to food, very good for your immune system, green tea, sunflower seeds, citrus, papaya, and broccoli, which actually I've heard there's quite a bit of in the supermarket. So you want to stay as healthy as possible. This is a great time to invite your kids into the kitchen and to really just start to learn some new dishes, some new foods, and experiment. This is, you're going to be okay, and food will help you, but you really need to just keep it loose and use what you've got.
Yeah. We're going to put all these recipes at hereandnow.org. And Kathy, one of the things that this has made us all realize is how much we miss restaurants. You're right, community. You know, we don't have that ability right now. That and it's those people who work at the restaurants are certainly suffering a lot through this. But it also is
just,
you know, it's harmful for everybody.
Terrible.
Yeah,
it's really difficult. That was a big part of our social life. You got to buy gift certificates to your favorite local restaurants so that they exist when we get through this.
Kathy Gunst, you got to go pretty soon, but you're right. Buy those gift certificates. Invest in them now. Visit them on the other side of all of this. Kathy Gunst, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Miss you all.